Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You ought to.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
You want to stick around? You can stick around if you want. We're starting the show. It's all good, buddy.
I would love it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on air, Joe.
Pull up.
Yeah. Good morning.
Now, this is what we need more of. Pull up.
We'll do it formally tomorrow.
Yeah.
The crossover.
Hey, guys, I know you planned for an entire show. I'm doing a mark here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's why you're wrong before you start. I'm teasing.
Oh, that's great.
Have a great day.
That's it. That's what it's about.
Bryce.
Steiny. House of Prime Rib?
What about it?
You're getting fancy on me.
Well, the longtime owner passed. Named Joe
in
Betts.
Peace. Okay.
96.
Oh,
legend.
He had a good run.
Institution.
Wow.
Back in the day, you used to go on. They used to have a sports talk shows late Sunday night, and if you'd go on as a guest, they'd give you a House of Prime Rib gift certificate.
Come on, man.
I remember going there way back in the day. And it's all you can eat.
Yeah. How you like your steak? I'm medium well.
I like it pink in the middle.
All right. So, medium, yeah, you're medium well. Yeah.
Maybe a little medium. Like, wait, medium is more cooked than medium rare?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like medium.
Yeah. I like it a little raw, too.
You like it raw, like you want it, run it through a warm room with a leash on it?
I'll give you a one.
Something like that.
How you doing, baby?
I'm thinking about this game on Sunday between the Niners and the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we've got two quarterbacks who clearly aren't 100%, and now the question is, what do you do? What do you do if you're Kyle Shanahan and the Niners?
Well, I'll do this. I'll take a page out of Keanu Reeves' book, and Lawrence Fishburne Steiny is like the Matrix.
How so?
The right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is one of these quarterbacks is more important than the other, right? So that's where you start. So I got to send my guy. If both of them are iffy, wouldn't you protect the starter, which is Brock Purdy, and run Mac Jones, who's been swell through two games, not perfect. You run him out there rather than risking the biscuit with Brock Purdy if you're rushing him back.
I'm starting to think that without knowing the severity of the injuries, because Kyle Shanahan's clearly, you know, being coy about it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume that neither of them are healthy right now. So I'm going to take a different tact. If neither of them are healthy, I can't start either of them. I got to start the other guy.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I do. And I'll tell you why.
Martinez?
Yeah, I'll tell you why I would do that.
Scotty,
come
on.
I'm telling you. Here's the thing. Okay, if it's as simple as you got two banged up quarterbacks and you've got a starter and a backup, and if they're both hurt, well, let's start the backup. Here's the issue that I have with if you start Mac Jones, because the reality is whether you start Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, the question's going to be, what if they get hurt?
But you can't live like that.
Right, but to me, If you have two guys that are, you know, not healthy, and you go ahead and play Mac Jones, and he gets hurt, then I think you're in real trouble. And the reason I say that is because then Purdy's got to stay healthy all year long.
But you can't control that now, partner.
So why, I guess, so basically what you're saying is if both guys are hurt, just play the backup quarterback.
To protect the most important investment, which is Brock Purdy, for now.
But my concern with this team right now is if you have Mac Jones, I feel like, if something happens to Purdy,
okay,
you could still withstand that and continue with your goal of trying to make the playoffs.
Facts.
If you put Mac Jones out there Sunday and he gets hurt, then to my way of thinking, Brock Purdy's got to stay healthy, obviously, all season long, because if he doesn't, your season's over. So I still like the idea of Mac Jones being a healthy backup, because I do believe that you can withstand some more weeks of Purdy being out if you have Mac Jones out. I'm sorry, if you have Mac Jones on the roster.
But what about my saying that I like? And
I would rather lose the game with Martinez than win it with Mac Jones and he gets hurt again.
I disagree, but I'll say this. Tomorrow's not promised, and I always say it, right? So the fact that you're willing to, you know, because it's 3-0, and we talked about Harry. It might be 0-3, or it could be 0-3. It's not. You've bought yourself some time. You've afforded yourself some time, but to run a third stringer out there for his first snap ever, I'm not doing that. And Steiny, you can't control. You know, these guys come in with a finger issue and then tear something in their knee. You can't control that.
But here's the thing with this kind of situation. I'm consistent. If a guy's not 100%, I'm not going to play him. And so
nobody will be on the field.
Well, the reality of the situation is you're worried about Brock Purdy getting hurt, but you're not worried about Mac Jones getting hurt. So that's fine, and I get it. Purdy's more important than Mac Jones, but I'm of the opinion that you may need both of them over the course of the season, and I like what I've seen in two games with Mac Jones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So and play so, him.
But
is like, it an operation 4-0? You worry about this week.
To me, again, I'm assuming that the injuries are similar in terms of their severity, whatever it is. So we got two guys that might not be 100%. Let's just say they're both at 75.
Yeah, one's missed two games.
At that point, I don't think I'm playing Mac Jones. I just don't think I am. And it doesn't mean I'm conceding the game, because we're still at home. We got a shot at it. But
I'm also who's never played an
that's
NFL
fine.
Down.
And you know what else we got? We got the Rams on Thursday after that on a short week.
And what if you're 4-0 going to that game as opposed to 3-1?
I would rather lose that game
and you're 3-2.
I'd rather go into that game knowing that I'll have Mac Jones and or Brock Purdy available at 3-1 than we're 4-0 and now all of a sudden we're down to one quarterback.
Now, I see what you're doing, but Steiny, you're assuming, okay, I'm going to protect both, but they'll be greater and 100% going into that Ram game.
Exactly.
I'm not so sure.
What do you mean?
What if they're not? What if this thing lingers? And what if there's fear?
So if it's lingering, you're going to play them now?
No, it's football. We've had guys, Baldy and Lo Neal, saying what Brock's dealing with could last or linger this whole season.
Okay, so then he can't play.
No, he can if he says he can go. Like, you got to be careful because you're. I just feel like they're 6-0 and not 3-0. You do not want to lose.
I'm not putting Mac Jones out on the field if he's hurt or if he's not 100%. I mean, obviously, they're going to make a decision whether who's good enough or healthy enough to play.
Because one of them are playing.
Okay, then if, yes, and if one of them plays, I'm going to assume they're healthy. But I'm just telling you, I wouldn't play Mac Jones if he's not healthy. Right. I just wouldn't. 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, I get it. If the way we look at it is if you want somebody to get hurt, you want Mac Jones to get hurt. There's no doubt. I mean, let's just put the rat on the table. But Mac Jones gets hurt this Sunday.
Thank you.
Now, you know, we got no choice but Brock Purdy better be healthy all year long.
Wow.
Because we don't have a guy who can come in and kind of keep us progressing.
But with that, just a minute ago, Stoney, you said you're not conceding if Martinez were to play. No. But I feel like now we're talking about miracles. You know,
did anybody think they'd go 2-0 with Mac Jones?
I didn't, but I didn't think they would go. I thought it was possible. And I ain't hating on the kid Martinez or something. But Stoney, I think there's no way. Like, they're far from that. One of these two in regard to Brock Purdy or Mac Jones are going to be, you know, are going to go out there. And, yeah, they won't be 100%. But I'd be – like, you talk about the injury thing, well, and we did all day yesterday. But if you don't – if one of these both these quarterbacks can't go, then, my gosh. You know, it's just like, wow.
I mean, the other thing is the idea that, okay, if they're both 90%, okay, then play Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Play Brock Purdy.
I can see it happening.
But why, you know, we got to worry about him getting hurt then.
Yeah.
With the turf toe.
Jedi Knight 2020 in the chat says, Stoney, this isn't the playoffs. Is Mac is hurt? If Mac is hurt, he should sit just like Brock.
I kind of agree. And I get it. They're not 6-0. And that's one of the reasons why I would not take a risk 4 weeks into the season because we're 3-0. It's still early. If something, you know, big would happen. Now we got big problems for the rest of the year.
Yeah. And Brock's missed too, so you would think that toe, if it's treading in the right direction, he'll be ready to go this Sunday.
888-957-9570 is the number. We've got two quarterbacks, and it sounds like both of them are a little banged up, Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. So what do you think Kyle Shanahan should do? Let's assume that neither is going to be quite 100%. Let's put them at 80. Put them both at 80-ish, and we'll play some Kyle Shanahan sound. He seems to – like, I get the impression from Shanahan that both the injuries are similar in severity in terms of, you know, one guy's not noticeably healthier or, you know, less healthy than the other. So what do you do, 49er fans?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.